my life was at the age of 65, 3 years ago. I was experiencing something that I call a calling. It's something that I think will resonate with each and every one of you. You wouldn't come to spend a day such as this and plunk your money down and listen on a beautiful day like this if there wasn't something internally inside of you saying, there's something more. There's something that I want to have. There's something I want to experience and want to live. And perhaps spending a day with this kind of energy, what both Christian and I have to say, but also being with like-minded souls might help you with that. I've always believed that when you have something inside of you called passion, that this passion is really the presence of God within you. In the Greek tradition, the word enthusiasm breaks down to entheos, which is God, yasm, within, the God within. That if you can hang on to the passion, I've believed very strongly that you don't really need anything else. The problem is that we let go of that passion so easily, and we allow other people to dictate to us what our lives ought to look like and what we ought to be doing and where we ought to be. And inside of us, there always seems to be this this really powerful calling to a higher place in our life, to something that no one else can understand. It's why I tell people and told patients for years that when it was in practice, that when you feel this or whatever it is that you have going on inside of you and you feel a pull in that direction, don't share it with anyone else. As soon as you start to talk to anybody about it, it doesn't make any difference how close you are to them, you're going to have to start defending it or explaining it. And in the minute that you begin the process of defending and explaining, you introduce something else into your life. You introduce the ego. And your calling can never be fulfilled from the ego. And this ego is a very tough master. It's really what my teacher in India, his name was Nisargadatta Maharaj. He passed away in the early 1980s, and I was privileged to be a devotee of his for a short time, or a student of his for a short time. And he called this the false self, the part of us that we've taken to believe is who we are, but it isn't real. It's just an illusion. And it's an illusion that we allow to guide ourselves throughout our entire lives. And we can shift out of that illusion and not allow this thing called the ego to take over in our lives. And when we do, we begin to, we open up to the idea that divine guidance is not only something that is available to me and that I can connect to, but that it's right here, it's right now, it's right here in this moment. And when I begin to believe in that and know that, see, what we forget is that everything that comes into this material world originates in something called spirit. Lao Tzu, in the Tao Te Ching, in the 40th verse, says that all being originates in non-being. We have a tendency to believe that being, this physicalness, what in the Tao they call the world of the 10,000 things, that particles create more particles, that things come from things. This is how we practice so much medicine. It's what we practice in our life, looking for a cause and effect kind of relationship between everything that's in this world. But in fact, quantum physics and all of the great teaching, scientific or metaphysical, beyond the physical teachings, teach us what Lao Tzu said, that all being originates from non-being. T.S. Eliot put it this way. He said, we shall not cease from exploration. And at the end of all of our exploring will be to return to the place from which we originated, and to know it for the first time. I think he was speaking about death there.